Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, I know in the past, BART spokespeople have said, well, you know, airport-style security would not be feasible for our transit system. But isn't there a big solution kind of in between where you just beef up patrols on the trains and the stations?
Well, they've been trying up and down on this. But I'm going to be honest with you, Patty. For a while there, a couple of years back, BART and BART police, they were even questioning, you know, how many police they should have, if they should have police, especially in the wake of police shooting, involved shootings. Now it's sort of come full circle, and there's a real issue in BART about passenger safety. Now, let's take police, for example. They are budgeted for 176 officers. That means on paper, that's what they have the money for. They don't have that number. They have about 150, if even that, on a daily basis to get out there. And they have to cover 112 miles of trackway, in other words, rolling trains over 112 miles distance, and 42 stations along those in three counties. And it comes to about one officer for every two stations. So, yeah, you've got a manpower problem as far as policing goes. Now, there were police at that station, MacArthur Station, last night, and they were there within a minute. So there's also those that say, well, you know, unless you're standing right next to somebody when something like this happens, a random knifing attack with no warning, what are you going to do? Some people said, what about like airport-style security or, you know, metal detectors? But, again, what we have here is 400,000 rides a day, people going through the turnstiles over 106 miles, 42 stations. There's no way you could operate metal detectors and search people and have people get on the trains on time. Phil, backup would be incredible.
Let me ask you this. In terms of optics, you have a crime spree such as we're talking about right now. Does that lead to action? I mean, again, all those vacancies in the police department, for example, is this the kind of thing that actually prompts action?
Well, it does, and it should, have a couple of months ago. Remember, in April, there was another knifing attack at the Coliseum station. A middle-aged couple was just getting off the train, and a transient just pulled out a knife, and who had been talking to himself at the during the train ride, got off the train, followed him, and started slashing him. That attacker was subdued by a BART passenger until the cops arrived. So, yes, Jeff, now we're hearing more about, well, we need to increase police. But it's always been this sort of caveat at BART is like, okay, we do, but we don't want to intimidate people or keep them off the system. For example, this guy that stands accused of this crime was earlier picked up for fare evasion. Okay, he's got a record. He's got a track record. They know the solution. They got to work at it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.